The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Are you ready to talk about money? Welcome to your financial future, where you will get potential solutions to today's financial questions and ideas on how to take advantage of today's opportunities. Get ready to listen to two regular guys who happen to understand the use of money and how to help people retire comfortably, be mindful of taxation, and pass their wealth on to the next generation. Celebrating their 25th year on the air, here are your hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman. My partner's Mike Bonaccorso. How are you doing today, Michael?
Doug, I'm doing well. Yourself?
Hey, I'm doing great, bud. Everything's good, no doubt about it. We're in definitely in full swing effect here of spring as we wrap up April here. And 4 months of the year, basically, in the books here, you know. And, you know, so here we are. And we've got a third of the year done. And we're starting to get some earnings and economic data out, and there's a lot of stuff going on. Man, we've seen some interesting earning reports. We've gotten reports out about the economy maybe slowing down. So, you know, we have a whole bunch of stuff that we can talk about here in the first quarter, in the first segment of the show.
Sure, and you know, let's jump right into the economy as we usually do, right? And economy slowing down. Fed's going to meet next week. I think it's pretty much a foregone conclusion. They're going to raise interest rates a quarter point again. I think the real interest is what do they say after that. I think that's what's going to captivate the market. You know, I'm starting to feel my opinion, not that I'm an economist, but just my opinion, that I think the Fed better watch they don't start overdoing it. You know, I think, you know, all right, you want to do another quarter point. I get it. You know, there's still some inflation out there, but you're starting to see things slow. And I just say, you know, we don't need a big wreck of the economy somewhere down the road.
I think the Fed already overdid it. Personal opinion here. I've been saying that for a while. It takes time for interest rate increases to work their way into the economy. You know, you don't cut interest rates on, you know, in February and think that the second week of February it has an impact, you know. So I think that my opinion is they've already overdone it. And when you peek at some of the futures markets for the bond markets out there, you're seeing a potential cut in interest rates at the end of this year.
Yeah, and again, that would have to be the economy's really under extreme pressure at that point, or it's looking like it's going into extreme pressure at that point. That's, you know, I'm just one hurdle at a time here, and I think the first hurdle is let's see what gets said next week. But I think earnings have been coming in pretty well.
Been some strong earnings reports.
Yeah, so
some clunkers too, by the way.
Yeah, well, always, but so far pretty good. And I just hope things don't get overdone. I don't think it needs to get that overdone. That's my biggest concern right now as I sit here.
It was interesting to see that Intel had their worst quarter ever.
Yeah.
That's interesting to me. You know, I think that that's telling a competition-wise, there's probably, you know, a lot of competition for them out there now, as well as I think that's an impact of, honestly, China being closed down for COVID still at the end of, like, last year, and that rolling into, you know, the first quarter and having an impact there.
Yeah, I agree. You know, it's another area of the economy that's really bothersome to me, and I know I've spoken to you numerous times off the air about this, price of gasoline. I just feel for the amount that oil is selling for per gallon, I feel it doesn't equate. Gasoline should not be that high at the pump. I just feel that's one of those that's gone up. They're taking advantage of us. It's sticking there, and it's not coming down equivalently. And the minute oil even moves up, you see gasoline really run up, but it never runs down hard. I just feel, and if you look at the profits of major oil, it's indicative they're making a lot of money.
I think, Mike, what would be interesting to do is, and we can even put somebody on this for us, let's go back and look and see what the national average for a gallon of gasoline was previously, mm-hmm. when oil was at this same price.
Yeah. I mean, it feels that way to me. I mean, does it feel that way to you? I'm just, you know, again, I don't have any data. I don't have anything in front of me, as you can see. It just feels that way. And I'm just a believer of if that backed down, it would help really a lot to the economy. And I feel, listen, I'm not against restraint, you know, of corporations making money or anything like that. I'm not saying that. But I just feel that when it comes to that area, make money, but don't gouge, if that's possible.
Well, you know, it's that's regulation.
Yeah.
And that's what you're asking for.
Yeah.
Regulate gas prices, you know?
Well, but also in gas prices, there's taxes and other stuff. So it's not all on the oil companies. I'm not saying that.
Well, you know, but it really is, because the tax is constant.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, I'm just going to make up, I don't know what it is. It's 25 cents a gallon, regardless of the price
right.
of the gasoline. So that's a constant. It's a known. You know what I'm saying? The variable in there is the actual cost for the gasoline. And to your point, sure, if the gasoline prices can come down, that aids the economy. But don't forget, they don't want that right now.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
You would, if we were in a, I'm just hypothetically speaking, hypothecating here, if you will, if we were in a deep recession right now and gas prices were where they are right now, you'd see that Federal Reserve chairman out there screaming at the oil companies right now, guaranteed. Right?
Yeah.
So, but a very valid point that you bring up there, Mike. And, you know, when we're looking at how is all this impacting everybody out there and what's going on, is that this past week we had a couple of really strong days in the market. One very specific strong day in the market when it came out and Meta came out with better, and that's Facebook for those of you who don't know, came out with much better than anticipated earnings, and the market rallied off of what seemingly off of that earnings report.
Sure did, yeah. And it also rallied off of, there was other big companies that came in with stronger earnings even the day before.
Right.
Microsoft did very well mm-hmm. for one of them. So I think kind of that second day of that kind of put the market into up motion. You know what I'm saying? It was kind of like, wow, okay, that's a couple big names here doing very strong. So I think we saw that. But, you know, it's okay, raise interest rates a quarter point, but what's going to happen 6 months out down the road to these companies and to the economy? And that's my concern. That's I think there's a chance to do it perfect, if that makes sense, if there is a perfect.
Well, yes, we've seen it done in the past, right? I mean, we've seen it. Bernanke did it a couple of times very successfully. If I'm not mistaken, Greenspan did it a couple of times, you know, pretty successful.
I guess what I'm saying, at one point, I didn't think that could happen. Mm-hmm. But now I think there is a path to that.
Yeah, maybe. I hope you're right. I just think my personal opinion is they overdid it a little bit here. So hopefully I'm wrong. Mm. That's what I hope. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a circumstance where you hope that you're wrong. Because then, to your point, you can come down at a nice smooth landing and, you know, boom, and go in a good direction right there. But where we're going, you know, and all this stuff, there's so much information coming out for people right now that it could be either they're not paying attention to it, which most people aren't. This is what we do for a living, right? The guy who owns the electrical contracting company right now can tell us everything about the price of copper wire. Yeah. And we wouldn't be able to tell them about that. And, you know, this is what we do for a living, and it's our job, and people pay us to stay on top of this kind of stuff. And I also do want to remind people, just because we mention a company on here, that's not an endorsement for or against the company. We're not ever recommending that you make a an investment decision based on anything that we discuss related to a company on here. It's conversational, and that's really, you know, the whole purpose for it. But, Mike, at the end of the day, when you keep an eye on what's going on in the markets, we have market stability is what it feels like we have right now. That doesn't mean we have market – we don't have an accelerant in the market right now, but we also don't have a detractor in the market right now. We have stability. We're kind of – at least it feels like me, we're hanging around a little bit. How does that feel to you?
Yeah, you know, listen, the markets are higher for the year. After 4 months, the markets are higher by you know, a decent amount, more than decent amount, coming off the heels of last year. And there's some extreme volatile days, and volatile meaning up and down. So there's times you can look at 2 days of the market and say, ugh, you know, and then there's days it looks great. But overall, it grinded forward for 4 months, and that's what it did, and it is getting some stability to it. So, you know, that's where we are.
It is where we are. And so when it comes to the, you know, the listeners and the investors out there and what they need to do is you need to, in my opinion, have us focus on this stuff for you and how it relates to you and then take it from there. Because I want to reiterate what we've spoken about so many times, Mike, is that investments are merely tools to help you accomplish your goals and objectives. That's all it is. And, you know, I want to think about the person out there or the couple out there who just go to work. They're smart all along. They invest their money into their retirement plan with the objective of seemingly everybody's objective when you go to work is to retire. Agreed?
Sure.
Right. Yeah. Most people don't say, I want
to. It's got to end somewhere.
Right. Well, but most people don't say, I'm going to keep going until I'm dead. Right. Some people do, but most people don't. And there's the objective is to get it there. But that comes with a whole host of worries that are on there. Am I investing the money properly? How am I going to convert this to income for me? Do I have enough to last our lifetime? Will medical, you know, come in and play that? What if I live to 110? What if I live too long? What if I die too soon? What if I get hurt? All these things are concerns that come in there, and that's stuff that we talk about on the show. And where we address in the opening segment of the show, the economy and the markets, it's to give you an insight of what tools or maybe techniques that Doug and Mike are currently paying attention to help you accomplish your objectives.
Yeah. I absolutely, Doug. You know, again, folks, you know, we get it. You know, you're not, you know, the information we just talked about, you're probably not paying attention every day. But that's also, Doug, part of our show, right? We like to be able to give you that information, kind of a summation of what on during the week. That's why we do it.
Right. And we want to help you get going in the right direction. Now, we're here always to help you guys and want to remind everybody, this upcoming Wednesday evening, Mike, we've got a dinner scheduled at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River where we're going to talk about savvy retirement income strategies to help you minimize taxation and maximize your income. We'd love for you to come out and join us. It's going to be a nice evening. It's pretty. We do a nice presentation that's not very long at all, and we have we have open discussion. So we'd love for you to come and join us for dinner on Wednesday night. That's the 3rd at Aqua Blue Restaurant. We'll start at 6 o'clock. And if you'd like to come and join us, please pick the phone up and give a call. It's 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Now, Mike, right on the heels of tax day, right? So everybody just did their taxes. So some people are happy. Some people are not happy. Maybe we can help people be happy or be happier. But the other issue is, and we've been having this conversation with clients, is income stream, right? Inflation's really taken a hold on people here. And what are you doing to maximize your income at this point in time? And the nice thing is that when we sit down with our clients, correcting the income problem or enhancing the income problem, whatever you want to do, Mike, is a pretty quick process. It's not, okay, we get this going and 8 months from now, you know, congratulations. No, we've boiled this down and we've streamlined the process so that we can make this happen for you quickly.
Sure.
So, you know, if that's an issue for you, you ought to either call us for an appointment or come on out to the dinner with us on Wednesday night and, you know, let's take it from there.
Oh, yeah. The impact can be immediate.
Right. Well, not quite immediate, but within a short time frame.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, anything you want to add here?
No, I'm good.
All right, let's hop to a break, and we will be right back, folks.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institution investors, are considered to be blue chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
If you are listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You are hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you're feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and be really smart about what you're doing, to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who has been there. Someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations, no strings attached. That's right. They will walk you through their easy process that they have used to help other people for over 25 years. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722. 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
All right, folks, welcome back to the show and glad that you're investing some time here with us. Mike, I was fortunate enough to play golf the other day, and I had a conversation with a really, really nice gentleman while we were playing. And he said to me, Doug, let me ask you a question, you know, after we were talking about what we each do for a living. And I said, he goes, how do you really help people plan for retirement? And I looked at him and I go, I'm going to give you my secret sauce. And he laughed. And I said, we reverse engineer it. And he said, what are you talking about? I said, we reverse engineer it. You know, he goes, what do you mean? I said, well, probably a little differently than the people who you're working with right now. What we like to do is sit down with our clients and we find out, what do you want your retirement to look like? Because isn't that the most important thing, Mike?
Sure, absolutely. You know, Doug, we've been talking about that for years. You know, what's your vision? What do you see your retirement? What does it look like? And, you know, build to get to that.
Exactly. And so went on to, you know, tell him, why don't you tell me what it is that you're looking for in your retirement? And you know, so he started talking and telling me. And, you know, I didn't want the entire day to be dominated by that conversation. So it was lasted for about a hole and a half, I'm going to say, which is in golf time, probably about 30 minutes of, you know, in between shots and talking like that. And, you know, and he explained to me what they wanted to look like. And it's so, the themes, like we talked about a couple of weeks ago, I might have been last week, I don't remember. Like, there's only so many themes to a movie, right? There's only so many plots to a retirement. And it was your typical retirement, as you would anticipate, Mike. I want to visit my grandchildren. I want to watch them, you know, grow up. I don't want to be here in the cold weather. And, you know, we want to travel. We just don't want to have to worry about, you know, money coming through the door. I said, okay, but you told me you don't want to worry about money coming through the door, but tell me more about your retirement. What is, you know, where do your grandchildren live? Where do you want to travel, you know, to get them talking about stuff like that? Isn't that really fun when you get somebody to open up and do that?
Yeah, it's, you know, in essence, it's, you know, we talk about financial planning, it's social planning, right? You're planning your vision for retirement and socially, and we're going to spend time here or travel there. Or what have you. And yeah, I mean, who doesn't like to do things? Who doesn't like to travel? Who doesn't like to look forward to nice events? So that's the buildup. That's the social aspect of it.
Right, which is really what retirement is. Retirement is, I want to, and you just nailed that on the head, like you said that so well, that retirement is just, I just want to be social. I just want to be social.
Well,
for
that's really your new bit. That's really your new job, right? That's really your new business when you think about it. Right?
Yeah.
If you're not working anymore, well, what do you do socially, right? When you work, well, what would you guys do this weekend? What'd you do last night? Really, you're asking a social question, right? Well,
correct.
We went to dinner, went to the movie, went to the beach, whatever. So really, when you retire, your job becomes being social.
Yeah, right. When you think about it, and so I went on and I explained the process to him. I said, listen. This isn't really, you know, the time or place for us to have the whole thing. But I want to sit down with you and your wife, and you guys, we'll go over this. And then we'll work backwards on how we're going to accomplish that. He said to me, I don't know if it's verbatim. Nobody has ever spoken to us about this. All I ever hear from the people that we do our money stuff with is, what investments I should buy and what investments I shouldn't buy, and they have no clue what it is that we're looking to do. I said, well, that's it, right? That's what makes us very different than the other organizations out there. So reverse engineering, right? We start at the end. Then what we do is we slowly work our way backward, right, Mike? What comes before the end maybe would come a period of slowdown in work, right?
Yeah, I mean... So anyway, I mean, to put it very simply, right? So what we're saying is what are you looking to do? What are you looking to accomplish? And let's work backwards to the beginning to say, what do we need to do to reach that goal? Unfortunately, we find most financial advisors or whatever work the opposite way. It's do this, do this, do that. But for what reason?
Right.
You get what I'm saying? I mean, why did you just invest in that? Why did you just buy that product? Why did you do this? So, you know, you got to put a strategy together. You got to with a purpose.
Yeah.
Right? So it's.
I remember years ago when we were talking with somebody about this, and I said, you really need to have a blueprint. You know, a financial blueprint. And he goes, oh, it's funny you say that. I do have a financial blueprint because that's what my financial advisor calls it, right? That's what they refer to it as, a financial blueprint. I said, that's great. What's the blueprint for? He goes, what do you mean? He goes, for retirement. I go, okay, that's great. If you want to build a house, do you just get any random blueprint? Or do you get a blueprint for the house that you want to have? He's like, I'll never forget this conversation. He goes, that's a great point. I said, yeah, so you say you have a financial blueprint, but what is that blueprint for? Blueprints are there to tell us what to do in order to accomplish the objective at the end. That's what they're there for. But if you don't know what the objective is at the end, how in God's name can you have a blueprint?
Well, and then also the second leg it has is when you do enough to accomplish your objective at the end, then what? it's almost time for like an extension of that plan.
Correct.
An extension of that strategy. Okay. So it's not always, you know, we're trying to climb the mountain. We find that at some point you are going to make it top to the top of the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Then what?
Right.
You know, so then what do you, what's the purpose of all your, you know, your monies, your investments, your whatever, you know, decisions you make. So that's awfully important too. You know, a lot of people, you know, it's that old adage, Doug, you only need to get rich once in life.
Right.
And maybe rich in this case is not saying I got $10 million, but rich is I have a very successful retirement. Mm-hmm. I'm living the lifestyle I want to live, and I'm completely happy with myself.
Well, isn't that what true success is, Mike?
Yeah.
People say, we've heard people say, oh, that must be a really successful person. And I'm like, well, what are you gauging that on? Like successful on they've accumulated a lot of money or successful because they're living a happy life? Now, isn't that what a success is living the life that you want to live? Because it's different for everybody. It's not everybody's objective to have $20 million.
Doug, listen, we all know people, right, and without getting overly personal about it, that probably have more money than the other person or less money than the other person,
sure.
I should say. But the people with the less money, when you look at the life they're living, is like, wow. They're always doing something fun. They're traveling. They were at the beach. They go here. They do this. They do that. They're very socially accomplished doing things, living. And from a distance, you may look at them and say, I wish I was doing all that, or we should be doing that. Well, you may even have more money than that person.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, they're socially rich. I mean, they've got a plan in place. They've accomplished what they need to be happy and to be able to participate and do things in their lifestyle.
Right. And you know what is really fun, I think, and pretty cool is that we've got this process down where this is really what takes place. You come into the office. We have a fun conversation. I call it a fun conversation because you tell us about yourself. Who doesn't like talking about themselves? You come in, you tell us about yourself, what you want your life to look like, what your life is looking like, and then we'll part ways. We'll do the, you know, the work behind the scenes. We'll get back together again, and we'll lay out a simple strategy for you and show you, okay, we feel as though if you do this, this, and this, here's your blueprint to accomplish that. It's that easy. We've made the process, we've simplified it on your end so that in a very short period of time, we can provide you with, and do it for you, right? Almost do it, almost completely do it for you. Like getting on the treadmill for you and saying, here you go, all done, short period of time, follow this. By the way, we'll stay in touch with you. We'll make sure if anything changes, your goals, your objectives, the things you want to do, you tell us during our reviews. If we have to modify anything, we'll modify it. But this is what we're looking to accomplish right now. And you guys, here you are. You're on your path. We've made it simple and easy and painless, in my opinion, for people to do that.
Yeah, absolutely, Doug. You know, so, I mean, to me, when we sit and we talk to clients, existing clients, and they're able to come in and they tell you about what they've been doing. They've been traveling. They did this, or they're down the shore, or they bought a house in Florida, whatever. That's when you know, Doug, you know, they're living their lifestyle. They're doing what they want to do. They're not constantly looking over their shoulder. That's what you're looking to accomplish in a retirement.
Yeah, 100%. You know, we don't want it any other way there, and we want to make sure that what we're doing, you and I, is in concert with and making sure that that's, you know, the direction that we're working when, you know, with all this. So it's what we want to do for you, too. We want to make it easy, and we want to say, okay, here you go, and get you going in the right direction. So one of the things that you can do is you can call the office for a complimentary consultation. There's no cost or obligation for you to do this. Pick the phone up. It's 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. And, you know, schedule an appointment with us. Or on May 3rd, which is this upcoming Wednesday night, you can come out and have dinner with us at Aqua Blue. We have a brief presentation to go over some savvy retirement income strategies to help you minimize taxation and maximize income. And we'd love for you to come out and join us there. It's at 6 o'clock in Tom's River, Aqua Blue Restaurant. We usually run about an hour and a half all in, right, Mike? By the time it's, you know, all said and done. And it's a nice evening. We're going to give you a brief but informative presentation, open the floor to questions and answers, and, you know, see if we can help you out. So if you'd like to come, we'd love to have you. And the number to make a reservation, you do have to have a reservation, by the way, is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Anything you want to add here?
We're good.
All right, let's hop to a break. When we come back, we'll let you know what we've been talking to other people about recently. We'll be right back, folks.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hey, are you financially prepared for higher inflation or higher taxation? We should probably have a conversation. So why don't we do this? Let's schedule a time to either meet in person or have a phone conversation. Sound good to you? Okay, we're on the radio right now, so you need to call and leave a message with your phone number, and we'll take it from there. 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. If you're financially prepared for inflation or higher taxation, congratulations. If you aren't, we look forward to helping you. Call 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back to the show. I'm glad that you're investing some of your time here with us. And, you know, Mike, in the end of the last segment, I mentioned the dinner that we have coming up, and we really hope that a lot of you come out and join us there. It's a nice evening out. The food's good at Aqua Blue. I think the presentation is very good that we put on there. But more importantly, I think that it's a nice evening out when people get to not only learn a little something from us, but talk with other people and get to hear what's on other people's minds related to their financial, you know, situation. And what happens often is that somebody will bring up a question or a topic that wasn't even on somebody else's mind. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, when you're sitting amongst your peers, you know, you see their issues, if you will, sometimes, right, or their questions or their successes, what may have you, and you get to have a very open forum, if you will, and you know, you can always learn from listening, right, Doug? I mean, you sit there and you hear other people ask or what their concern is or what have you, and you can pick up things and you can learn, And it's coming from the same, it's almost coming from the same voice, right, Doug? It's not coming from a professional. They're not going to overtalk you. They're, you know, they're there to also to learn and listen. And it makes a, it makes for a very good event.
Yeah, it really does. So if you'd like to join us, please pick up the phone and give a call. 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Pick up the phone and join us, and to come out and join us. Reservations are required, and we look forward to seeing you on Wednesday night. That's for sure.
Sure.
All right. Why don't you kick us off? What have you been up to lately?
Well, you know, that kind of fitting for the show. I actually had an appointment this week with an existing clients, and both retired. The husband was retired first. The wife retired about a year ago, and now they're partial snowbirds, right? They spend about three months or so or more down in Florida, and you know they're back now and they want to come in and check in and go through things, and just talking about, okay, you know, how's it going, how's cash flow, and we're in a situation here with the wife where she has not turned on Social Security yet.
Okay
and we're going and we kind of discussed, you know, options of what she can or can't do and what to do and what to look at. And you know, it's kind of like, when should I, and how does this all make sense, and how does this affect my taxation? And also we talked about a pretty substantial investment that she can also go to be able to take income off, and just weighing all the options. And at the end of the day, what, you know, settling on maintaining the lifestyle, income's good, when do we need a boost? It's almost like a raise to the retirement, you know, and just going through that. And to me, I find that as a very productive, A, a productive meeting, but B, it's good problems to have, right?
You know,
like, and I think there's a lot of people out there listening right now, they're saying, yeah, we're doing fine, and we haven't turned on our Social Security, or one of us haven't turned on our Social Security. Well, when is the appropriate time to do that? How does that play into my, you know, people don't realize, they think every decision is just, well, should I or shouldn't I? Well, the factors are cash flow. The factors are taxation, right? The factors are growth of funds.
Mm-hmm.
These are all decisions that one may be better than the other, but you got to analyze it all to come to a firm decision. And I find, although it's a good problem, people have problems understanding it or how to do it. And that's what partially what we do, is to sit and talk it through.
Yeah. And the nice thing is that we've got the implementation team for it. That's where, you know, it really, we've gone to great lengths to make this as easy as possible for people to implement, because they do need, once they have the strategies, they want it implemented, right? And we do that for them. So, you know, we take it, it's almost like if you wanted to go on a diet and we go to the grocery store for you, right? The same kind of, you know, concept. You don't even have to go to the grocery store. We'll do it for you. So it is kind of review season, if you will, for, you know, reviewing and sitting with clients. And I had a review with a couple this week, and it was really, you know, really nice and good people, and enjoy them. And it's funny, the wife, you know, comes in and says, after we're talking, she goes, did I ever tell you about the best dinner that we ever had? And I said, no. So I was laughing. Husband looks and rolls his eyes. He goes, I wish I had a nickel for every time I heard this story recently. I go, all right, give it to me. She goes, it was back in March of 2016 when you guys did a dinner presentation and we came out. And we've been working with you guys since then. That's the best dinner that I've ever had.
Oh, that's really nice of her.
Right? So the story behind them is that it was your typical couple, right? Husband and wife, they're like really independent, paying all their bills on time, investing money into their 401ks, that kind of deal, you know, putting their kids through school, all that, just like your typical independent, you know, person out there, and, you know, a couple, and just doing good stuff. And, you know, they tell the story that the wife listened to one of the radio stations that the show was on and heard the spot, and told the husband to come in. And now, you have a great story about this too. We've said in the past, the husband was completely hesitant on it. It's like, no way, not going.
Yeah.
Don't want to go. It's a sales pitch. you know, the whole nine yards. But as is not uncommon in many circumstances, the wife won out and they came to dinner. All right. Yeah. And then they say, and even the husband says, it was very refreshing because it is not a sales pitch. It was not a sales pitch at all. And you guys didn't do that. And we sat through the meeting and then they didn't schedule an appointment right away because the wife was the one who listened to the show. Then she made him listen to the show for a couple of weeks. Then they called and they came in and they've been clients, you know, since. And that's, you know, that's how the story goes for them. Now, the really cool thing is, Mike, they're getting there. They're what we've reverse engineered their retirement for. It's almost time to kick it into action. And they're really excited about it.
Yeah, well, that's always great, right? So when you know, it's reversed engineered and it's ready to go and you could, you know, just do it whenever you want. That's almost like, you know, you're waiting for the prize. You know what I'm saying? It's exciting. Who, you know, who doesn't like to get a gift or a prize or what have you? So that's a great story. You know, it's funny, Dick's just sitting here and I'm going to go off path here for a second. Doing the show for over 25 years and all the people,
27,
all the people that we've met and, you know, new clients and all that type of thing. There has been some great stories about an alarm clock going on. And there we were. I've had a child messing with the clock radio. There we were. You know what I'm saying? So things happen, right? I mean, it's just that's this, you know, and you know, like, Doug, when we have our dinners, it's true. Like, nobody's selling anything. It's an open conversation. You know, drop your guard, just relax.
Well, you know, the thing is,
enjoy the night. Like, you can't expect, like, you know, am I going to get hit from behind here? You know, just relax.
It's so
make
very,
it about you.
It's,
you know,
so very different than what people are used to. That's why. You know, that's why, you know, go. And let me tell you about another review meeting that I had. And just to show you how nothing's etched in stone. The original strategy for these people or goal for their retirement time was they have a piece of property down in the Jersey Shore. It's just a lot. They don't have a house on it. And they live up here in the northern New Jersey area right now. And the idea was to, at retirement time, this is just how the whole strategy was set up, to sell up here, build a place down there, and then live down there. That was what how the design was always done. Well, they came in and they said, we don't want to do that anymore. How is this going to impact the plan? And I said, well, I don't know. You got to tell me what the new plan is. So the new plan is Delaware. I said, no problem. This doesn't have a negative impact on anything. So what? We were going to, you know, set it up so that you built a house down there. That empty plot of sand that you have down there right now is probably worth $600,000 or $700,000, right? The way prices are down there. So no big deal. We'll sell that. Use, you know, money that we have. We'll implement the strategy in Delaware. No big deal. You weren't confined to New Jersey for this strategy. So my point is this. You can pivot. You can pivot, no problem. And our job is to make sure that if we do pivot, that we stay in the realm or make adjustments that we have to make. So pivoting is certainly an option.
Yeah, I absolutely. And what happens, Doug, is you're right. I'm glad you brought that up, right? Change does happen.
Right.
Things do happen, right? I mean, things sometimes happen for the worse, right? Somebody can pass away or something can happen. We've had that happen in these everything. But things could also pivot for the better.
Sure.
Right? And one of the biggest things, if you guys want to know, for the better, it's called grandchildren.
Okay? Yeah.
Because a lot of times when people sit with us, children are just married, not married, going to get married, and they're putting their plans, right? Think about it, right? Where your children are and what age you are, right? So you're putting your plans, this game plan together. It's time to focus on you, the retirement, the someday. And guess what? Grandchild pops up. All bets off.
Yeah.
It's happened numerous times.
It's happened more times than we could even count.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And it completely changes. And, you know, it's like you see the signs or the T-shirts people wear. If I had known grandchildren were so much fun, I would have had them first. You know, that kind of stuff. So, yeah, you know, it needs to be able to pivot. And then, you know, one of the other things that happens, Mike, on, you know, sometimes it's a bad that becomes a good, is that inheritance. You know, people inherit money later on in life from their parents or their grandparents or whomever, and then that can alter a strategy or a plan as well. You could change your mind then and say, okay, I want to do something different now.
Well, Doug, I also, you know, you and I, when we plan with people, we don't say, oh, you're going to be inheriting this. So don't,
no.
So, you know, this is part of your plan. This is how you get to retirement, right? Because we all know, you know, again, we don't know when our expiration date is, right, for each and every one of us. So, you know, we plan, and then if something like that happens, there's inheritance. That's a bump to the plan, not a hey, this never happened, so we can't retire. I mean, that would be foolish.
Right. It would be foolish and, you know, and crazy to do it that way. And that's,
and I've had people along the way tell me, Mike, you know, I am going to inherit significant money from my mother or my father or what have you. Yeah, that's great. You know, that's a footnote, but that's not the plan.
Right. That is not the plan whatsoever. Right. And, you know, we hope that's the circumstance, but we don't plan on it.
Yeah.
You know, for sure. What else you been up to?
Boy, I don't know. You got me here now. Caught me off guard.
Let's talk about this case that you've recently been working on with somebody. Somebody who was an executive at a business who has a highly concentrated position of that company's, a very well-known large company stock.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that for a little bit?
Sure, yeah, absolutely. And you know, so large concentration, I mean very, very large, of one specific stock company, you know, a stock that he works for. And another gentleman putting his plan together.
Mm-hmm.
And part of it is we have to look at the risk, we have to look at the taxation, and we have to look at the diversification of it, of the problem. And through our channels, right, of different resources,
mm-hmm.
we're helping him accomplish that goal. Right.
Right. So, but let's just talk about the risk that somebody like that faces, Mike. What is the risk? Because it's not uncommon. There's people listening to the show right now that have been working for a company for a long time that have accumulated a lot of shares of stock and have a lot of money in it.
Yeah. And we've also had a lot of people along the way that became very rich from one company from that same situation. So we get it, right? We get you have what you have and you are what you are, right? And in this case, a financial success from that company. But truth be told, going forward, it's the old saying of you can't have all your eggs in one basket.
It's risky business.
It is. And you and I have said this probably 1,000 times on the show through the years. Lucent.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, back in the day, there was no bigger New Jersey high flyer than Lucent that was, you know,
right.
Over $100-something a share. And it almost seemed like everybody that came in at the time had some sort of Lucent stock,
right?
You know? And so we've seen this, we've been down this path, and, you know, as professionals to accomplish, again, his goals, his retirement, you know, reverse engineering, we got to lay the plan out on the table, what needs to be done. And I'm going to say it's challenging. It's not for the person to basically try to tackle on their own, but it's something that we do. We do it with, you know, through manage and the nice part is bringing a client on as a partner and explaining every step of the way and getting the okays every step of the way is what really makes the client see exactly what we're trying to accomplish.
Not, yeah.
Hey, I'm just going to go sell this whole position.
Right. No. Well, you know, that's a very good point. So there's risks. There's a lot of risks that come along with that for somebody. And, you know, we can't have that much risk. But here are the issues. There's challenges that come along with that. And probably the biggest challenge that most people have in circumstances like that is the tax liability associated with liquidating that position. So, but the other risk that they have is holding on to the position and having it diminish in value.
Yeah.
Then you wish you would have paid the taxes. So my point here is saying is that not only do you have to have a plan in place for reducing the risk associated with taxation and dealing with the taxes, you have to have a plan in place with skillful management and careful attention paid to hedging against downside risk in that when it's possible, because you can do that. And that's where, you know, it really becomes something sophisticated to do. So we've got a normal everyday person who's worked their lifetime, accumulated a significant amount of money in an individual stock that now needs a little bit of a sophisticated plan in place that we have to present to them in a simple fashion so that they understand it and they're comfortable moving forward with
it. You know, and Doug, by the way, you know, I'm sitting here and you're saying, Mike, what have you been up to? And the case is working on it. It's large case, a lot of work, the whole deal. And, you know, I'm like, oh, I don't know. What am I doing? But I'm glad you brought it up because I think there's a lot of people out there listening right now that are in a similar boat.
I know there are. Guarantee it.
They've done a great job and they're sitting there right now saying, that's me.
Right.
I own way too much stock, but I've made way too much money along the way,
right,
in a good way. You know what I'm saying? So what's the downside? It's the things we just talked about, taxation, very concentrated risk, these type of things. And they don't know, well, how do I go about it? You know, and a lot of people just think the answer is, well, I just pull the ripcord, sell all at once.
Or they won't sell it at all because they fall in love with it because it's what has produced them the wealth that they have. And that is so risky because we've seen people, you know, back in the tech days get demolished in doing that.
That's half the battle for us, Doug, is that when they do come in, and this gentleman, and the first question I ask is there going to be a problem unwinding this position from you?
Right.
And I basically said, emotionally. And he said, Mike, no. He goes,
good.
I'm good. I get it. We got to do what we got to do. But sometimes there is a big time emotional attachment.
Right.
Because A, of loyalty,
mm-hmm,
and B, everything I have is because of them.
Correct. So a lot of interesting stuff.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to hop to a break, and we will be right back, folks.
If you have a retirement plan with your former employer, you may be wondering what to do with your money. For many people, this is confusing and sometimes gets to the point where you don't even explore what's available to you. Well, we've got some good news for you. The two guys you are listening to right now, Doug and Mike, have been helping people to understand what their options are for decades. They offer a complimentary consultation with no cost or obligation to the listeners of this show. That includes you. These two guys are regular people who just happen to understand the uses of money and how to analyze financial information. They explain things in simple and easy to understand ways to help you to understand any recommendations. Wealth Management Group has offices and meeting faculties throughout the area and even make good old-fashioned house calls. So pick up the phone and call 888-855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722 to see what they have to say about that old retirement plan you have sitting around and the options that you have for those funds. That's 855-262-3722. Call now.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
All right, folks, welcome back. And again, glad you're investing some of your time here with us as we grind through the show this week. And I say grind because, I mean, both of us are battling allergies here a little bit. It has been a bit of a grind here. I think you can probably hear it in our voices. But so Wednesday night, we've got the dinner at Aqua Blue in Tom's River. And we hope that if you're listening to the show and you'd like to come out and join us, we hope that you take advantage of it. You do need to make a reservation, please. So the number is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Come on out. We're going to talk about some savvy retirement income strategies to reduce taxation and maximize your income, I think that you'd enjoy the show.
Yeah, and Doug, I just want to point out, folks, when we say make a reservation, that does not mean call Aqua Blue.
Oh, right.
Call that number, because in the past we've had people call, they're thinking a reservation, they got to call the restaurant. No, that is not what we are saying.
Right, yeah, yeah. Call our number, 855-262-3722, and come on out and join us. Now, that's down in the, in the southern part of New Jersey. We're going to schedule one very soon for the northern part of New Jersey for all our listeners up here. But don't wait for that. If you want to come in and have a complimentary consultation with us, we have offices in Parsippany, Martinsville, Clark, Manasquan, Toms River. We are modern day. We'll have a video, virtual appointment with you if you'd like. We're old school. We'll come to the house, whatever is easiest for you. But same thing, pick up the phone and give a call to 855-262-3722. And come on in and let's sit down and let's have some casual conversations. I mean, in our meetings, Mike, it's not uncommon for somebody to leave our meeting with a bona fide recommendation for a strategy or technique to improve their situation to accomplish their goal.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. I mean, that's very common.
Well, I think that's important for us to emphasize to people that, we don't make this a laborious process for you. We've gone to great lengths to make this simple for you. Now, that doesn't mean that, behind the scenes, we're not working hard for you. We are. We're making it easy on your end, right? We do all the hard work behind the scenes, and we design the strategies for you. We show them to you. You okay them. We get them implemented for you.
Yeah.
I mean, we do the heavy lifting.
Yeah. And Doug, nobody has the market cornered on, good ideas or what to do.
We do.
But so when people come in, it's more than just a one-trick pony. Your
right.
Life is multifaceted, your financial world. So not saying you got things wrong. Maybe you got four things right, but maybe it's one or two things you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Or that, hey, you never looked at it that way. You never thought it that way. That's what the conversation's about.
Yeah, 100%. Is inheritance planning your focus? Do you want to make sure that you're leaving your money behind as efficiently as possible? Well, sure. Wealth Management Group, we've got an inheritance planning strategy for you. We can work it around and design one up for you. Is it income for you? Sure. Wealth Management Group, we have an income strategy for you. We've really done everything that we feel we can do to make the process simple for you. That doesn't mean it's simplistic. Simplistic is naive, but we've done what we can do to make it simple for you. And, like I said, we want to make it easy, the relationship easy and as easy as possible for you. So pick the phone up, folks. Give a call. If you'd like to come to the dinner on May 3rd, the number is 855-262-3722. We'd love to have you. If you'd like to come in for an appointment, you call the same number. It's 855-262-3722. Anything you want to add here, Michael?
No, I think we covered it for this week.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for this week, folks. Look forward to seeing you on Wednesday night. For those of you who come on out, and for the rest of you, look forward to talking with you again next weekend. Until then, be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what's important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air for 25 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on Your Financial Future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated, and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for Your Financial Future.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.